The A21 Tunbridge Mallee is a duelling scheme, taking one of the key sections of the A21 that was single carriageway and heavily congested into a dual carriageway route, so that we can improve the capacity and flow of traffic up and down the A21.
And there's a new milestone with the flyover, I believe.
Yeah, we're just hitting a milestone where the Longfield Bridge, which is the key junction at the top end of Tunbridge Wells, linking to Pembury Hospital, is opening.
And how are you feeling about reaching this milestone and with the progress of the project as a whole?
It's been a long road to get here, but we're pleased to get here, and it's a key event for the project.
And when is the project slated for completion entirely?
The project's due to complete late summer, with further works carrying on into the autumn.
And as a whole, what when the project was initiated and with it ongoing, what is the sort of objectives really? It's for the people.
Well, the objective is to relieve congestion and to improve access to Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells.
Talking of congestion, there has been a few problems which have arisen with the project as a whole: congestion build-up and also concerns about over response times to the hospital. If I were to put it to you, that's been an awful lot of stress put on residents for a new stretch of road. How would you respond to that?
I would say that the project has been longer than planned, and you know we would apologise to residents for that, but obviously the overall end benefit of the project will be significant, and hopefully when we fully open they will reap the rewards.
So just off the back of that, like you said, it's been some hassle to get there, but it will be totally worth it.
Indeed, yeah. I think you have a great link here, which will improve the Hastings to London link and to the obviously High World area here.